Vayter in Shas Rav Membeis, picking up at the top of the page by the Mishnah, about the Mishnah. Hamudar Nabe Chaveru, let's say a person says that his friend's not getting enough from him. Lefnei Shvius, if it's done before Shemitah, then what's the din? Einu Yor L'Soch Sadeh, he's not allowed to go into his field. So if you make a nether, I'm not allowed to get enough from you, I cannot go into your field, because even Jerishas HaRegel, like we learned earlier, is going to be awesome for me to do. Veinu Ochem, and notice I'm not allowed to eat from the fruits that are sticking over out of your field. That's the Ran explains. Ben Apriyas and Notos Aladerach Samach HaSadeh. Ubi Shvius, let's say it was made on Shemitah, then Einu Yor L'Soch Sadeh, I'm not allowed to go into your field. Aval Ochel, and anotos, but I can eat from the netios that are notos. The Bach takes out the word netios, or just minanotos, from the stuff that's sticking over. I am allowed to eat from that stuff, because now it's Shemitah, everything is Hefker. Let's say you made a neder before Shemitah that I'm not going to get any hana from you in reference to food. Then Yorzul Sadeo, I'm allowed to come into your field, and Ochel and Apiris, but I'm not allowed to eat from the fruit. Ubishvias, if it was made on Shemitah, then Yorid Vaochel, I'm allowed to go in, and I'm not even allowed to eat because it's Hefker. Zok the Halakha Gemara. Rav Shmuel Dovr Tvarapotzim said that if someone makes a neder saying, Nechosim Elu Alecha, these possession, these property are usher to you, the Bach changed the Lashon and says, Nechasai. That if nechasai elecha, just my property is also to you, lifnei shvius, if he said this, he made this neder before Shemitah started, then in such a case, enu yored l'soch sadeu, that I'm not allowed to go into your field, if he said that about me. To me, I can't get enough from your property. The enu ochem, and also I can't eat from the fruits that's sticking out. Af al pisha gia shvius, even after Shemitah starts. Hear that? So if you said that to me, my property is also property, then it's going to be even after Shemitah. But if you said on Shemitah, I'm not allowed to come into your field. I will ochel minanotos, but I can eat from the stuff that's sticking over out of your field. So you see over here that if you said it before Shemitah, then if you assered your stuff on me before Shemitah, your property, then it continues into Shemitah, even though the fruit doesn't belong to it anymore because it's Hefker, right? Because it's Shemitah. But if you made it on Shemitah, so then only the field, but not the fruit itself. Rabbi Yochanan, Shalkish, they say that if you make a neder saying, Nechasai Alecha, which is the same thing we saw before according to the Bach, then you go and you say, your property is usher to me. Lefnei Shvius, if you said it before Shvius, Ein Yodosoch Sadeu, then I'm not allowed to go into your field. I can't go and eat the stuff that goes beyond and outside. But once Shemitah comes, I can't go to your field. But I can eat the notice. So we see this is where they argue. Because he says, I don't care if he said it before, even if he said it before and it took effect. Once Shemitah comes in, it's done. It's over. It's finished and it's done. So what happens? I can't go and eat from it. Let's say that this is what the machlokas is over. The Ravish Mosavir, they hold Adam Oser Dovash Rishu. So a person can ask if something that's in his Rishus. Somebody's in the Rishus, they can ask her. I feel like she's in Rishus, even when it leaves, it's Rishus, because right now it's in his Rishus. Even when it goes out, it's going to be awesome. Yachon Mishalkus, they hold the Einad Amosir Davish Rishus, look at Shasim Rishus. Person can't ask her something that's in his Rishus when it leaves his Rishus. Only while it's in your Rishus can you do it, but once it's out, and then it's going to be fine. Vitizbira. In fact, they're really. Could you really think that that's what Yochanan and Mishalkus are saying? That a person can't answer something when it's out to be something now that when it's going to go out of his Rishus? Miyika Laman Da Amar Ein Adam Osir Davashim Rishus. Is there someone who really would hold that opinion? That a person cannot answer something that's in his Rishus right now for afterwards? Im Kain, if it's really true, then Niflagei Bin Nechasim Elu. They should have argued with these Nechasim. In the plural of nechasim elu, these properties, the culture came in nechasai, in my property. If really Rav Yochanan Rish Lakish were of the opinion that a person cannot aser something after it leaves his rishus, then they should have said the statement that these possessions, not my possessions, but these possessions, then what? That its iser is going to be out when Shemitah comes. And then I would go, then I would know for sure that my possessions is going to stop on Shemitah also. But it didn't do such a thing, so clearly they don't hold of such an idea. Visu, and furthermore, not possible to say if Yochanan and Mishalkus hold like this, hod the Tanan, because we learned in the Mishnah, da adam osa davar shebirshuso l'kasheso mishuso. We learned in the Mishnah, straight up, that a person can ask for something that's in his possession now for something outside. The Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, coming up in just 5 days, and Zayin, Omer Livno, Konem Sha'ata Nanali. If someone says to his son, Konem, that which you benefit from me. Meaning that he's saying that his son can't get any hana from his stuff. Meis Yerushenu. Once the father dies, the son is Yoresh, his papa. However, the father said a lashon of Bechayav Uvemosov. He says that it's going to be usher during my lifetime and after my lifetime. Then, beep, turn the page. Then, in Meis, if he dies, Lo Yerushenu, his son doesn't Yoresh him. So what do you see? A person can usher something that has right now, even after it's no longer in his possession. So clearly, Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish can't be holding with an opinion not like that. Says the Gemara, okay, let's deal with one at a time. The second one is shiny hacha. Now, this case you just brought is different. The ka'amarle, because he said straight up, achayv moso. He said, when I'm alive and when I'm dead. So since he said it straight up, that's where clearly it's going to be, that it's going to still be in effect. Okay, you got out of that question. We come welcome kasha. We still have the original question that we had. Why did they say nechasai, my possessions, not say nechasim eila, these possessions? Ella, so the Gemara says, okay. Let's fix up this little thing over here. If someone were to say these, the chasim, everyone would agree that he asers his stuff even after they leave his possession. Ki pligi, what do they argue? Bin chasai, when he says my possessions. Rabbish most, however, they hold loshna and the chasim, and loshna and the chasai. They say there's no difference when they say the chasim and the chasai. Adam osa, a person could go ahead and aser the stuff even after they're outside, out of his rishos. Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, how do they say nechasim adam oser? If a person says nechasim, which means these properties, then they're able to answer it even after they leave his possessions. But his rishos nechasai, but he says my possessions ain't adam oser. So what he's saying is it's only while it's still mine. If he said nechasim, then it's out, when it's out. If it's nechasai, then it's only while it's still in his possession. Once it leaves, so then it's out, and it's going to be fine for them to get hanui. Really? Is it really true? Avi Shmuel said there's no difference between the two of the situations of whether he said the chasim elu, he said these possessions, or he said my possessions. But tonight, but even the first Mishnah coming up on Memvav. Someone says to his friend, a person says, "Konim, am I entering your house?" In other words, He's making an iser on this house, asking him to go into it. I ask myself, I'm going to your house, let's say. Sodcha shani lokeach, or a person says, my buying of this field. Mace, oh, or the same idea that he says, it's also for me to go and to buy this field. Mace, oh, mechor lacher, if the guy who owns this house or the field dies, or he sells it to someone else, mutter, then he's allowed to go into this house. He's allowed to go and buy the field. However, because what did he say over there? He said, your house. So he's making this usher only to when it belongs to this person. And afterwards, it's going to be okay. But if he says, lebay zesh anichnes, this house, or he says, sadazush anilokeach, meso b'chor lacher, usher, then it's going to be usher for him to go into this house or to buy the field. So what do we see? That there is a distinction between your house and this. And the same thing shall be offered. A person says, my possessions. I can say, Rav and Shmuel are going to say that when he says my possession, that it's still going to go on forever. Says the Gemara. Okay, we got to figure this out again. Ella, ki amri Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. What case Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish is talking about? Bin achasai. If a person says my possessions, v'ravu Shmuel bin achasim elu velo pligi. There's actually no argument here, and they're talking about different things. When Rav Yochanan and Rav Shlakish were speaking about their halacha, that was when they were talking about bin nechasai, when he said my possessions. Or Rav Shmuel, we're talking about their position, was talking about bin nechasim elu velo pligi. Nobody is arguing over here. Everyone agrees. If the person were to say, the one making that answer, that my possessions, then the Isser lasts only as long as it belongs to him. And if he says these possessions, then it continues on even after. So what comes out, kum tuchois, about this is that everyone's understanding the Mishnah is talking about a case where a person is making neder and saying these possessions, and therefore they're going to be usher even when Shemitah comes into play. And the second part of the Mishnah which says that the fruit is going to be mutter and Shemitah is talking about a person making the neder on Shemitah itself. Okay, next part of the Mishnah. If the bandit was made on Shemitah, he's not allowed to go into his field. Now, we have to understand. Hold on one second, though. He's allowed to eat from the stuff, but even though it says that he's allowed to eat anything that's outside. What's pshat that he's allowed to eat from the fruit that's outside of the field? The perid hefker inu, because of the fact that they're hefker. Aranami hefker, but the land itself is also hefker. So why can't he go into the field? He should be allowed to go in. Amar Ula, Ba'omdin Ilanos al Gavulin. The Mishnah is talking about a case where the trees are standing on the field, on the border of the field. You can get from the outside. In such a case, you don't have to go into the field to get it. You can get it from the outside. And since you don't have to, because it's not necessary, therefore it's going to be usher to actually go into the field, because there's no reason to be going in. Rabbi Shimon ben Eliyakim Amar says, no, another reason. He says, Gezeira Shem Yisha Ba'amida. The reason why you're not allowed to go into the field, we saw this the other day, is because we're worried that if you go in, you may stay in that field longer than the amount of time that's necessary to get the fruit, and that already is going to be awesome, because the only time you're allowed to go in is in order to actually have the fruit, but not just to be in the field, and therefore that would be a problem. Zok the next Mishnah. Hamuna no mechaveru. If someone ends up being the subject of a neder, then now he's not allowed to get enough from his friend. So let's say I say to you, you can't get hanah from me. In such an instance, lo yish yashilenu, I'm not allowed to go ahead and now lend you something because then you're getting an offer from me. Velo yishal mimenu, I'm not even allowed to borrow them from you. We'll see why that is. Lo yalvenu velo yalvenu mimenu, I'm not allowed to go and lend money and can't borrow money from you. Lo yimkor, lo can't sell to you, and lo yikach mimenu, or buy from you. The Gemara is going to explain all these. Beep, turn the page. Now, says the Gemara, bishlama lo yalvenu, I understand why. I can't lend you the money because I said it's also for you to get hanav from me. So it makes a lot of sense. Klomar says the Ran, Mudar Mimadir, the Kamishani Mineum Shemachiasar. It's clear you're getting enough from the Fasar, the Kamahanile. Elalo Yilva Imenu, why can't I borrow money from you? Mike Mahanile, how are you getting hanav if I go ahead and borrow money from you? Says the Gemara, Ubish Lamalo Yilva Imenu. And now we understand. We could try to begin to understand this by saying, Bishlom Aliyah Vemimenu, maybe the reason why I can't go, I'm not allowed to go and borrow from you, Velo Yikach Emenu, and why I can't buy from you, Dikomas Hanimine, because there's circumstances when you're going to get Hana by me borrowing from you, me buying from you. For example, if I borrow from you coins that are not such great value and I return back ones that are better value, or in the case of where, let's say, I buy a land off you, which is, you know, out there and selling it, but it's something which is not like high demand stuff. Therefore, by me buying it from you, you're actually getting a nah because not everyone's jumping at it. So even though I could understand those two cases, Ella lo yishali menu, my kamasani mene. But what about the fact of borrowing it? Me borrowing from you? I also don't know that you can't get from me. Why can't I borrow from you? What's the big deal? How are you going to get a nah in such a case? I'm giving back to you exactly what I borrowed from you, so it can't be you're getting anything. As a Gemara, two answers. Amar Rav Yosi, Rav Chanina, Kigon Shenadju Hana Zemizet. We could be talking about a case where actually there was an Isser Hana, one to the other. Now, that should be obvious to us. The Ran brings up, obviously, if I'm Usser to you and you're Usser to me, so I can't borrow from you, you can't borrow from me, why'd you even have to say that? So the Ran says the reason is because it's really a small amount of benefits happening, very small. And it's telling us that Lacha goes going to Rabbi Eliezer, that we saw Lamar Bezim and Bezim, who says that Vitor, which is a very small amount of gain, is Usser to someone who is Usser Ba'ana. That's when people would throw in different stuff when they would go and buy stuff, and you know they would throw in a little bit extra, you know, fruit or a little bit, a couple of nuts, which really didn't make a difference. He was a bit there, even so, it's going to be Usser. That's one answer. Abaye Omer, Gezera Lishol Mishum Lahashil. Really, it's just a Gezera. I can't borrow from you because then I might come to lend to you. V'chein B'kulu Gezera. So to all the other cases we have over here, this is also a Gezera. And that, my friends, is the answer. Okay, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.